game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I think I ate my parfait a little too fast.
You have ice cream headache?
No. Sometimes, very rarely, but when I eat too fast or drink too fast, sometimes I'll get the hiccups and I feel like I'm fighting it off.
You have a delicate ecosystem over there. Got to eat slowly. Got to digest your food.
Need to eat a little slower.
Trust me, from a guy with choking issues from the past, I know that that struggle.
Have you kicked it completely?
I think having the endoscopy and widening my esophageal opening has definitely helped. It's helped over the last two plus years.
Now that you said endoscopy, it popped into my head.
Yeah.
I think I need to do the colonoscopy again. Those 5 years went fast.
It creeps up on you. You had it at 50, 55. Did it 50,
turned 55 this year.
Yep. Get it
done. I'm going to have another endoscopy.
I've had two. I think I got to have another one. I don't know. I can't keep track.
I feel like your doctor, I remember, told you to do three. Mine told me five, but then next time your doctor told you to do four.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good. You're good with that. So I'll get an update on my my portal.
You might be okay.
No, I'll be on my
couple
portal.
Years.
Don't listen to me, but as long as you go regularly, you'll be all right.
They scrape
out whatever they scrape. No, I get a portal, but I'll get alerts.
Really responsible.
Yeah, you're locked in and you're not locked in on your portal.
No. Portal.
I have no
cobwebs on it.
Yeah.
So many cobwebs.
Yeah, you got to do all your blood work, whatever, for that or for certain things, and it shows up on your portal. You need it. It's time for you to go up the old where the sun don't shine.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do hate that.
Oh, it's very invasive. Nobody loves it.
It's invasive, and also just, even though I feel like if you just go regularly, you'll be all right, it's just the anxiety of it.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. And then it's bizarre how you're just there and they give you the propofol and then 3 seconds later you're out. Why don't they? I thought about this actually the other day. Why don't they just give those guys like on death row? Why don't they just give them propofol and then like, you know what I mean? Because they're out, and then give them the toxic whatever.
I don't know.
Literally, you give somebody propofol, you go 10, 9, 8, you're out. Why don't they do that to the guys on the
electric chair? They have a problem with whatever that drug cocktail is.
It's not working
right.
Yeah,
it's not a good thing.
Give them the propofol, then give them the poison.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to know.
That's why you see firing squad is still an option in a few states, which, I mean, some guys choose that. I don't think I would certainly not choose firing squad as my method of execution.
I think anesthesiologists make bank.
They do
They definitely do.
They definitely
do. It's extremely risky. Because you can paralyze somebody when you give them the what do they call that? You give a pregnant person the
epidural.
Yeah, you give them the epidural. You give that the wrong spot, Dunsky. You could really harm someone.
Oh, I bet their malpractice insurance Mm-hmm. Pricey. It's probably expensive.
Yesterday, a clip of Cam Newton went viral talking about Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts won a Super Bowl, has been to the Super Bowl twice.
Yep.
Eagles fans would say he's being disrespected. Even in the ESPN poll, which we talked about 2 weeks ago, where they surveyed coaches, scouts, and executives.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels finished as the top quarterback in the NFC, and people thought that was disrespectful. Hurts has won a Super Bowl.
I could see that argument, of course.
Here's what Cam Newton said about this.
We want to attack the messenger, Ryan Clark. Hey, let's pull up your stats. Second team, all SEC. We cannot relate. Undrafted in 2002. We cannot relate. Won Pro Bowl in 2011. We cannot relate. People keep attacking Cam, the person, or why he didn't jump on the fumble, comparing and contrasting. So when I compare and contrast you guys' statistics and Dan Orlovsky, never mind. But the message here is, Jalen Hurts, this has nothing to do with me hating. Eagles fan, this has nothing to do with me being bitter. This is just my thought process in evaluating quarterbacks. Let's make people debate about sports again. There's too many homeboys in the industry. There's too many insiders that are moved by relationships. Well, you're not talking about the person. You're more or less talking about their performance. And that's what I will talk about. Did you know, Peggy, Jalen Hurts only threw for 2,900 yards in the whole season?
Yeah, 2,903 yards.
Did you know that his former teammate at Alabama, Tua Tagovailoa, threw for 36 yards less? You know the kicker in that is?
What is it?
Tua only played in 11 games. Baker Mayfield threw for 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 16 interceptions. Justin Herbert's stats, 23 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. So what are we talking about here, ladies and gentlemen? Cam hating on Jalen? No, that's not the case. He doesn't need to play elite for his team to be successful. They're not winning games solely on his performance. The elite guys is. He lacks nothing in the skilled department. But like I told him, team situation doesn't require you to showcase your individual talent. These guys that I put on the list are all valid. So stop coming for me as if I don't know this game of football.
I would literally give up. How many days is it till the NFL opener? Roughly
a month,
50, 45. Say it's 45 days. I would punt away 45 days of my life to fast forward from where we are right now to then.
So
to avoid these dumb, inane arguments like Cam Newton is, people are killing him for going hard against Jalen Hurts. Please just get it.
Well,
to the
so
games.
You got
to
start from the beginning, like him comparing his stats to Orlovsky's and Ryan Clark's. They say, I'm better than you, so my opinion's more valid than you. That's obviously, that's like the oldest trick of the book,
right,
that no one respects. Like you literally
you
nobody
didn't play
respects
ball,
that.
So like, how can you talk about football, like that whole thing?
And then
they came after him.
Yeah. And then
they
also
came after him. Look, I don't want to defend Cam Newton because I think he generally is a jerk, but I actually find myself siding with him here. Bucky Brooks, who I think we all respect, who is an NFL insider and scout, said, "Don't know why the take is controversial. Cam basically broke down the quarterbacks into trucks, quarterbacks that carry teams, and trailers, teams that carry the quarterback." And I think he makes valid points.
I'm not saying his points aren't valid, but he loses credibility when he takes shots at Clark and Orlovsky's playing career.
Yeah, there were
and
digs.
Tries to elevate himself above them because of that. Whether or not you have Hurts as your top 10 or top 7, whatever, everybody has that. I mean, those are all valid opinions. I agree with that part. And the part that his team doesn't need him to shine. Yeah, I mean, I agree with those points. Sure. But I almost throw it out when someone tries to just completely dismantle his opponent that way by saying, I'm better than you because I made more Pro Bowls. Or you were second team all SEC, I was first team all SEC. My opinion's better than yours. I almost throw out the whole argument because of that.
I agree with you there. Dan Orlovsky, to me, when I watch TV, might
he's
be
great.
The best analyst.
Right, he's
and
great.
He's a backup quarterback.
Right.
I'd rather watch Dan Orlovsky
so
break down football than Tom Brady.
Its impact when you diminish it with those trivial little like
personal
digs,
attacks.
But I don't remember what did Orlovsky say about Cam and what did Ryan Clark say about Cam.
Also, I'm no big Ryan Clark fan.
They could have both addressed the topic without bringing up Cam. So I'm not
I'm
kind of defending him a little bit. I'm not trying to defend Cam Newton. I don't want to be in that business because I do think he's douchey.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Ryan Clark guy either.
If you guys, you'd have to put yourself in that. Pretend you're Cam Newton, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got some weekend DJ in Fredericksburg saying the junkies suck and they're not any good. And
here's how they should do their show.
Right. You guys would be like, what the hell? I'm not going to listen. Yeah, accomplish something first before you tell us what to do.
I think we'd also try to like fly above it. Be like,
You're not going to give this oxygen to this.
We've navigated below the belt.
Sure. I mean, we've done plenty that of times.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have the same opinion that you guys have of Orlovsky. You guys would say this guy's a loser. He's not a big market morning show DJ. He can't tell us how to do a show. We've been doing this for 30 years. Hell, EB tells me that every other week.
Yeah, so are you're team Cam?
I'm kind of team Cam.
I'm kind of team Cam too, and I hate to do it because he is douchey.
I would just say that
wasn't perfect.
You could use that argument against me, and I just nothing I could say to it.
But they did.
You could use that.
He was attacked,
huh? You can, and I would say okay, yeah. But still,
I'm team. Let's stop arguing about whether Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback or not. Because does it really matter? No, it's just. It's something
but that's also,
to fill in the time before the NFL actually starts.
It's also a little bit different. Well, I think now I'm trying to
matter. Hey, Cakes, it matters to a lot of people.
What you
the QB ranking stuff.
So
I'm telling you,
you're telling me a lot of Eagles fans are losing their minds that he's not ranked in the top 10.
Yes,
no doubt.
I mean, I would think that they would care more about the fact that he helped lead them to a Super Bowl and they have hardware.
Trust me, I see it. I see it all over. There's a lot of Commanders fans that are adamant that Jaden Daniels is better than Jalen Hurts.
Right.
So Clark said that Hurts was being disrespected. And Newton is saying, I'm not disrespecting him. I'm giving you my opinion from being a guy who was an MVP in the league. And my opinion is he doesn't carry his team. So that's why he fired back. Now, did he have to mention second team SEC? Probably not.
Right.
In my opinion, if you're over the age of 18 and it ruins your day and or your week that your quarterback isn't ranked where you think he should be in a preseason top 10 list, you're a loser. That is my opinion. Please don't let it affect your life so much.
But you've argued vehemently in the past
about Ovi.
You've argued vehemently in the past about where guys should be ranked countless times.
You stood on a pedestal last season that Jaden Daniels was having a better season than Patrick Mahomes.
That is true.
Yeah,
but again,
you're doing a quarterback ranking.
It was during the season while games are ongoing.
What do you think? What do you think that the analysts are doing in the offseason? They're analyzing last season and making a list. A ranking because of it.
I'll be honest with you. I thought Cam lost a little of his point, too, because he's clearly just reading the stats instead of... And sometimes the stats don't tell the whole picture. Like, we all use stats to our advantage, and then you might use them to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like he was just, like, almost reciting them.
I'll be honest,
like someone
too,
told him...
About Cam Newton, I can't take him seriously because of the way he dresses. He goes out there in peacocks, like...
with his Curious George hat.
I look at him.
I find him incredibly annoying.
He looks like a character out of like Willy, like he's trying to be the next Willy Wonka, like with his outfits and his getups. I can't take him seriously.
Now but I will.
He
agree
said,
with you,
"Don't
Cakes.
Don't be upset with the pointer.
Yeah,
focus on the point." Mm.
Now I will agree with you, Cakes, that we have reached peak quarterback listings.
Yes,
like it's becoming fatiguing
right
now.
I have fatigue from it. You have fatigue. I'm guessing a lot of people have. List fatigue.
I think also, and I don't know if Orlovsky or Ryan Clark did it, I think he comes from a defensive posture about the fumble in the Super Bowl. And I saw a video.
I don't even remember.
The ball was loose and it was fumble. It was just squirting around and he just looked at it while everybody else jumped on it to try to cover the ball.
He didn't have the instinct to go
Or he just didn't. He made a business decision and didn't jump on the ball.
He's been questioned about that throughout. So I don't know if Clark or Orlovsky brought that up, but he definitely is defensive. But I happened to see a video with Greg Olson come up because all this stuff has blown up on social media the last couple of days. And Olson said he's like the toughest guy he's ever played with. He said in practice, in games, he's like he put his life on the line. He's like to question him.
Cam?
Not going over. Yes, he said
well,
to question him.
About the beating
not going
he
over
took.
The football. Exactly. He was saying it's kind of ridiculous.
I would just say it was. For some reason, it wasn't like he was scared, but for some reason, instinctively, he didn't go for it.
But also, I don't understand Cam's larger point of that.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jalen Hurts, he's ranking Jalen Hurts where he is because the team's good. Well, don't you want your team to be good? Don't
yeah,
you
but
want
you're just saying he's not carrying them.
Well,
like they would
the
be
point?
Good.
Well,
he would just say
point?
They would be good. Well, you're ranking quarterbacks. No, but he's just saying like if they had a lesser quarterback, they still might win almost as many games, if not the same amount.
And if you put Hurts somewhere else, he doesn't believe he'd shine as much as guys like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
So we're micromanaging someone's Super Bowl accomplishment? That's the whole point of a team.
No, he's saying that Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels
are individually more talented.
Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow, well, that they're better than him.
He's probably also insanely jealous that Jalen Hurts has won a Super Bowl and that he fell short.
I get it, but he's ranking the quarterbacks. He's just saying that Jalen Hurts isn't as good as those guys.
I don't necessarily think that. Jalen Hurts just won Super Bowl MVP. I'd say he's a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson.
No, you wouldn't.
I am.
You really would say he's a better
really
quarterback than Lamar
Jackson. I'm saying he would.
Really?
End goal, your end goal as a fan for your team is to win the Super Bowl.
No, but you're not going to.
Okay, but do you think that Trent Dilfer was better and who won a Super Bowl for your Baltimore Ravens? Was he better than Peyton Manning and Tom Brady?
Or Lamar?
Well, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady have a multiple.
No, say Super Lamar.
Bowl. No, but even
Lamar.
That year, even
JP,
that
just
year,
say Lamar.
Was he better?
Just
yes,
say Lamar.
He was. He won the effing Super Bowl. JP.
He wasn't a better quarterback. He was on a better team that won a Super Bowl, but he wasn't a better quarterback.
You would rather win the quarterback trophy than the Lombardi trophy?
That's not the question, but you brought it up yourself. They're ranking quarterbacks.
So wait a second, you're going to
rank quarterbacks only on wins then?
As a fan, I'm happy when when the team wins
a
Super Bowl.
You're bringing in another argument, though. That's a different argument.
It doesn't matter to me if I'm a fan of a team and my quarterback is 1, 2, 3, 4
on the list.
I know,
but you're taking both sides of the argument because just 10 minutes ago you said, yes, Philly fans are irate that Jalen is not ranked higher.
Of course.
Let me ask you this, Valdez. You famously played against Kevin Durant's team in basketball at one point in your life, right?
This is Matt Valdez. Basketball camp in the summer, but
I thought it was a high school game, whatever. But let's say you played his basketball team and your team won.
Yeah.
You're not a better player than Kevin Durant.
I accomplished the goal and he didn't.
Yeah. That's not the point though. You're not a better player.
That's the point. I accomplished the goal of winning and he did not.
Okay, so Trent Dilfer is one of the all-time great quarterbacks.
I mean, he won a Super Bowl. There's a lot of quarterbacks that say, that can say they didn't win a Super Bowl.
That doesn't make him better than Dan Marino.
It makes him more accomplished.
He's more okay, accomplished. That's different.
Yeah. Well, you have a selfish way of thinking about things.
Fine, I'm with Cam Newton here in that he can elevate guys. Jalen Hurts is not the number one quarterback in the league.
Hey, would you rather have the show be ranked number one in the Talkers magazine or JP recognized in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Probably the
Radio Hall of Fame. Neither of them would do
anything. If you gave me number one ratings, JP only,
or the show.
The show the show get the number one ratings. The Talkers magazine
that's financially beneficial to you.
I think, honestly, Valdez, I think you've changed it. Like, yeah, you're kind of all
he's
over
it. He's paddled down the wrong river.
You're kind of getting... Yeah. I think you're going to back off and take a deep breath.
You got to back off. You went too far.
You went too far.
You were good. You don't believe that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Lamar. Nobody believes that. And don't get pinned down by that because you're getting worked up.
No, I would rather have the team win the Super Bowl.
Okay, I don't get that. But would you trade Lamar for Jalen Hurts right now?
No.
He has to say yes.
You backed yourself into a corner. I love you. I don't play quarterback.
I'm trying to make a bigger point,
but it's Friday. I don't want you to be upset.
I'm not upset.
You backed the wrong horse.
No, I'm not. I play football. I don't play quarterback.
So you would trade Lamar Jackson for Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts has more accomplishments than Lamar Jackson.
It doesn't matter.
Robert Horry has more accomplishments in terms of championships than Steph Curry, but you would rather have Steph Curry.
Of course. Do you think Steph Curry would rather have seven rings?
Sure.
But that's a different argument.
That doesn't make him inferior.
You're coming at it as an individual, not a fan of the team.
I know that's it. See, that's where you're touching on the edges of one of Valdez's.
The team is greater than one player.
I know, but we're talking about Cam Newton who's listing players.
Yeah,
I know, and I'm saying that we're missing the point because everyone's caught up in the whole list of players and not caught up in the whole team success.
Well, I think it's understood that he won the Super Bowl, but they're just still evaluating and ranking beyond that. Yeah, that's all. It's too close to his little pet peeve that he roots for the name on the front of the jersey, not the back of the jersey. That's his one of his mantras. I know you very well. That's one of your mantras.
1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.